Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Shkolim, Tovshim Pegimel, Arlen Shmin Chosu for Shlemer, for Eta Moshe Chaim and Esther, Chaim Eben Oriyam, Marcha Yaakov Yudah, Barifka Beso, Shechai Sol, and also Leo Nishmas to our dear Mishpacha here in Boker Raton, the Rabbi and Rabbi Tamaskowitz, for the Neshama of Esther Tehila, Bas Rav Gabriel Pinchas, Esther Tehila, Bas Rav Gabriel Pinchas. Hashem should watch over her mamish and shemam. Here we go. More of a shemesh, idea number one. Eila ha-mishpatim ha-shar tasim lefnehim. So Rashi's on the spot. What's ve'eila? So Rashi says from Chazal, kol machum shenemar ve'eila moisif al rishonim. Anytime it says the word ve'eila, it's coming to add on to what just happened. Ma rishonim misinai af eila misinai. Just like what happened on Parshas Yisrael. That starts with Dibros, was from Har Sinai. So too, everything with Parshas Mishpatim, all the Dini Mamedus, and all everything with the Dini Sanhedrin, and all the Ben Adam Machavero, but half of Babasra Babakama, that was all said Har Sinai. But says the Mor B'Shemesh, what's the idea over here? There's got to be a deeper idea. And he quotes the Gemara Brachas al Chav Bezim and Alf that Rav Shechter loves to quote. He says, Shenitna ha Torah be'emu be'yiru v'retas v'zeya. The end of the day, Torah was given what with sweat and with fear, where there were people were shaking, there was thunder and lightning. And Chazal say, "Shekemo kain sarach liyos becholim atosh yesh lamda be'em abir ratos v'zeh." The Gemara says there, and Chazal tells us that the same way Har Sinai that we are shaking with thunder and lightning, we have to make sure that when we learn, we're mamish become changed people, and we're learning with a fire, and we learn with Yiras Shemayim. That's what the Mor B'Shemesh says. Ve'ila hamishpatim vav moitzav alinim reishon mar reishon misinai. Just like the beginning of Aser Sadibos was on Har Sinai, and bekal yuchal hodam l'soyer lemal mituch imar v'yoretz v'zeya k'mosh hayber sinai yumamish felig was harni chasina ando chiras hamalakecha all the way to losachmon af ilim misinai. So to all those mishpatim shrichem lamda b'yir shemaim k'mosim. You have to make sure you learn it with your shemaim and you take it with seriousness and you take it with an understanding that this is the Kaddish Baruch Hu's law and Kaddish Baruch Hu getting closer to the Rabbono Shem. Make sure to become a changed person. That's what we say last week. We'll say it again and again and again. And I say it for myself, Rav Chaim Velazhen or Ruach Chaim. Mishnah says the Pirkei Avos Torah with Mechsharto. Make sure it's kosher. Says Rav Chaim Velazhen or no. It kashes us up, right? Pesach's less than two months already. It's just like you kasher for Pesach. You make sure there's boiling water everywhere. Kasher, you got to kasher the shells, you got to kasher everything. So towards we have to kasher our neshama, to kasher ourselves, make sure we're on fire. Just like everything in Parshas Yisro was said on our Sinai, with fire and with Yerushalayim, so too Parshas Mishpatim, everything also with fire and Yerushalayim. Beautiful different Mar B'Shemesh, Reb Chaim, Adin number two, here we go. Adin number two, staying on the same pulse of Eila Mishpatim, Asher Tosim Lefneim. These are the laws that I put in front of you. And what's this Lefneim business? Lefneim, so Rashi says, is talking about courts, and make sure that the judges that they're very knowledgeable and they know what they're talking about. Lefneim Rashi says v'lo lefneim agoyim, not before non-Jews. And they make sure when we have something in we don't bring it to a non-Jewish court. That's what Rashi says for Chazal Gemara and Gid and Peches. But says the Leif Simcha of Ger, an incredible lesson. Leif Simcha was the son of their Emes, and he says an incredible idea. Zuhal sekes b'mitzvah shevenam lechavero. What's the mishpatim really talking about? Talking about interpersonal, mostly things between Ben Adam and Chavero. Shebein Adam and Chavero nema asher tosim lifnehem. Yitochen lefarsh lifnehem, lifnei aser sadibas ha'namon b'parsha kodemus. So much so, the Torah wants to tell us, don't think that, Aser Sadibros, and that's it, everything else, but on the Chavar's out the window. No. Asher Tosim Lifnehim, that should even go before that Aser Sadibros. Ba'kosul Rames, ki amitzah shebein on the Chavaro, kodmos, afla Aser Sadibros. It should even go before, and he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, al-manav, da'alech al-sani, l'gavech al-osavid. When the gear comes to Hillel Zagin, he's not teaching the Torah on one foot, and he says, don't do whatever you don't do to yourself, don't do to others. This is the entire Torah. Everything else is the parish. Says the Leif Simcha. When a person has Va'at L'Chamocha, when a person feels love for someone else, when someone else's loss is your loss, and there's a 9-year-old daughter, Hashem Yirachim, Amish in the community, and somehow, someway, you do your best to attach to that pain and to that sorrow. You make it your own pain. That is Kabbalah. That's Dvekus Va'Hashem. That's Kabbalah Salach HaShemayim. So says the Leif Simcha, the Ger Rebbe, Asher Tosim Lefneihem. Lefneihem just doesn't refer, like Chazal saying, not before non-Jews, and you have to make sure to go to a Jewish court. Lefneihem is telling you, even before anything in Parshas Yisro, anybody in Ben Adam LaMakom, to be a mensch, to have midos. You don't have Derech Eretz, you don't have Torah. We had the schus of having Rav Moshe Targin here for Shabbos, Rav Moshe Targin, Shlita of Yeshivas Gush in Eretz Yisrael. And he said that Rabban Lichtenstein, when the once asked him, if you can only choose one, Ben Adam Lamachem and Adam Lachavera, and obviously Rabban was someone who was a gadol in every midah, in every toisos, and every Rabbi Kiva, and everything. He knew every little source in the Shulchan Aruch, but he was also, his midos were impeccable. A gadol b'Yisrael mamish. But he asked him, you have to ask one. Then Rav Moshe Targum said, Leil Shabbos at the Tish, and he said, of course it would be midos. Of course it would be, because the Mishnah says to Bekirevus and Perek Beis. We went over everyone. So what's the number one midah? Leiv Tov, because when you have a Leiv Tov, you have everything. When you have a good heart, when you have good midos, you have everything. Shetasim Lefneim, Lefneim, referring to our interpersonal relationships, to our midos, to our love, to our kindness, to our patience, to our sensitivity to others. Beautiful idea from the Leif Simcha, and Rav Moshe Targum from Rabban Lichtenstein, Zatzal. Moving on to Adin number 3. Adin number 3 comes from the Kliyakar, Pasuk Gimel, Perichaval, Pasuk Gimel, Vigisha Adonav al Okim, Vigisha Adal, Solom Azuzo, Ratza Adonav, Ratza Nebram, Zeb, Abad of the Oilam. You have this Ebed, every who stole wasn't able to be able to pay, and now he's finally going to be able to set free. And he wants to stay after that, ever at the end of that seventh year. And he said that then that you can, but you have to have your ear drilled into the doorpost. And the Kliyakar, Rashi gives his own interpretation very beautifully if you look inside. But for time's sake, the Kliyakar tells us why, two questions. Why Dafka the Delis, and why Dafka by the Mezuzah? So he says an amazing idea. Says the Kliyakar, L'ramez lokiya, Torah pischa b'fun of Delis l'atzis l'cheiros. To teach you that just like a door, the door is people coming in and out, the Torah is giving you an out. The Torah is giving you out. Hadelis tosav al tzir v'atzal ena rotzal atzis. But someone who wants to stay, and you want to stay as a slave, you're becoming a shtickle lazy. It's like when a prison guard, you're in prison, and the guard lets you out, and you want to say, no, I'm really liking prison. So that's why the Delos, the Torah is giving you, it's a symbolism, it's a little bit of shtickle miser to the guy. So the Torah is giving you an opportunity, and you're not taking the door, go to the door. Because the door shows you opportunity. It shows you something that's giving you an open chance, and you're not taking it. He says, Dafka also about the mezuzah. Because why the mezuzah? And he says over here, why? Because what's it written in the mezuzah? And he switched his, and he chooses love instead of avas Hashem. He's choosing his ish of shivcha. She's choosing his maidservant wife. That life. But maybe we can say that the message is very clear. I think the message is very simple. Message is, like Rabbi Yona tells us by tshuva, in his Sefer Shari Tshuva, when it comes to opportunities, we can't be someone who just sits on the sidelines. The Bono Shem gives us an out. Bono Shem gives us a chance, an opportunity. We have to make sure to capture them, to make sure we have to take them. So the Rabbi Yonah is very famously, what's tshuva? And someone who doesn't do tshuva, it's like exactly what the Kliyakar just said. Everybody left the dungeon. You know, one night, it's like a Shawshank Redemption. They fill up this whole the tunnel to be able to get out of jail. And the next morning, everybody's out, and the prison guard sees one guy there, and he says, "No, why didn't you leave?" He said, I didn't want to go. Are you kidding me? That's not, the Rebbe Hashem gives us tshuva. We can't be like that guy sitting in jail. The Rebbe Hashem gives us an out, gives us an opportunity, a chance. We have to grab it, to make sure that Rebbe Hashem, make sure our opportunities and our morals and our values are correct. Beautiful idea from the Kliyakar and Rabbi Yona, idea number 4. Idea number 4, we've said it over, but we'll say it again. Kedushas Levi, Chavdal Yuzayin, all the way towards the end, towards the end of the parsha, Umare kvod eish Hashem ki eish ocheles, and there's a great appearance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and there was a fire that swarmed down. Kesas kedushas Levi, and this is the question that we all have to ask ourselves: do you ever wonder like where we are? How's our parkar with Hashem? Like what? Where? How do we know? Like where we're doing right in our avodas Hashem? That we're giving tiny gadol to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. How do we know? He said, very similar, look at the pasuk. Umare kivod Hashem, you know what if you're giving Hashem? Hasimin kishayirtze odom adas in maisiv ritzum lefane Hashem esbach. You have to look at two things. Ke'esh ocheles. Ke'esh ocheles does refer to Hashem's fire. Ke'esh ocheles refers to you. Yistaka im libo boar ke'esh la'avodah sabori. Look at yourself. How's your davening on a Sunday morning? How's your davening on a Monday morning? How's your davening on a random mincha? How's your patience with your kids? How's your Torah? Are you on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or just another day, another day, another day? Umare kibbut Hashem, you don't know if you're bringing kibbut Hashem? Look within yourself. Look within yourself. Don't look at others. Look within yourself. This is the Eish Kodesh writes of Parshas Yisro last week, 1939. I believe he writes, the Rebbe writes that he was in hiding. And he writes of the whole Indian about Yisro, Dafka, Yisro had to come, Mashmo Shema Ova. And he writes, and a beautiful idea from the Beis Aaron is that he couldn't just come and to stay over there because he had to be able to come and join Klal Yisrael, because even a Malik, they saw what they have in the world, but the person just stays, doesn't affect you. And the Torah can't, the Beis Aharon says, don't think that the Torah can only, I can only be an Eved Hashem when I'm in Eretz Yisrael, when I'm in seminary, I'm in Yeshiva. No, I could be even an Eved Hashem when I come back to America. But the Eish Kodesh goes on and says, Asher Karchal Bederach, Karchal Lashon Kriyos, a Malik, Ramam Shloshim Yom, less ago we just did a Malik at the end of Bashalach, and now this week's Parsha, Rosh Chodesh, is by Parsha Shkolim, before Rosh Chodesh Adar, it's time to be able to remember this. And Eish Kodesh says, Karchal Lashon Kriyos, a Malik tries to call in our Avodah Hashem. Our job is to make sure that we're on fire for the Bona Shem. That our Ish, like the Rav Amir always says, the Ish out of Yisrael. Take Ish out of Yisrael, 541 minus 301, you're left of the Malik. To make sure we have fire in our Bodas Hashem. Amara Kavod Hashem, and one of the base Kavod Hashem is Keish Echaz. Look within your Ish, look within your fire, within yourself. Beautiful idea from the Kiddush Levi and the Ish Kodesh, and from Rav Amir, the Sassamas, idea number 5. Idea number 5, everybody knows, but we're going to say it again. Al Sheikh and others from say, why dafka half a shekel? We'll say a word on our Parsha Shkolim. Why dafka machs is a shekel? Because we have to realize that we're only half a shekel. And when you take your half shekel and you combine with someone else's other half shekel, that's a full shekel. To remember ourselves that we're not complete until you attach yourself to another Jew, until you attach yourself to another situation, until you attach yourself to the Bojum's people, you're just half. Like the Gemara says that someone's not married, someone doesn't have children, I think, or no, I think someone doesn't married. You don't know what true simcha. To be to mevat yourself to someone else, to mevat yourself to others. Matzah of Hunner. Rav Hunner writes very famously that this week is the yard site of Yisrael Salanter. Yisrael Salanter was able to bring in this inyan of the Muslim to be able to work in our midos. It wasn't just good enough to have a ben adam l'makom. You have to have a ben adam l'chaver as well. And that's how I say that the galus of the Chavetz Chaim, Rav Hunner said, was that the same pen that wrote Mishneh Brura, ben adam l'makom, mitzvah between us and Hashem, was the same pen that wrote so much on Ben Amel Chavera, but specifically the same pen that wrote Hilchos Lashon Hara. To make sure to have that right dichotomy. To make sure to have the Ben Adam L'Makom between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a strong emphasis of Ben Adam L'Chavera as well. Our kindness, our patience, our love, and care for others. To make sure we only realize that we're half a shekel, says Ashach, until you combine your other half a shekel with someone else. What do we have for the Ashach and Rafunner to review these 5 ideas? We start off saying from the Lord, V'shemesh V'eila, M'shpatam Asher Tosim Lefneim. And Rashi says, what does V'eila do? V'eila says, it's combined. Just like the whatever, V'eila would be Shema Rishonim, but B'sina, these were also from Sinai. And the Gemara Brass says, in Brachot Tav Chafez, the Torah was given, by the aim of Yira Barat was there. The Torah was given with fire, and with sweat, and with tears. And so too, every single time when we learn, we have to make sure to be able to daven and learn and be able to put our whole energy into it. And that's what Ilam Mishpatim, the Mor of Hashem is telling us. The same way that we are Misoyer from Har Sinai, so too we got to be Misoyer, Parshas Mishpatim, and anything and everything, and every detail in our lives, to make sure to be Ma'or, to become change people, like the Ruach HaKodesh. Anytime you learn something in the Torah, Torah is Machsharto, it catches us up. Not only does it make us a kosher, but it catches, it changes, it transforms us. The second name is on the leaf. Simcha ve'ilam shpatam asher tosim lefneim. Lefneim, the Gemara says, when you have a judicial matter, when you have something, you go to the court. Don't go to the non-Jewish courts. It says the leaf simcha. No, ve'ilam shpatam asher tosim lefneim. All these ben adam lechaveru things and all parshim shpatam asher tosim lefneim. They go even before aser sedibros. They go even before anything because ein derechet ein derechet ein Torah. If you don't have derechet, you don't have Torah. Like Rabbi Yehuda says, literally, you're a kli without, you're like a body without a guf, a body without a soul. To make sure that our amidos are so strong, are so special. Master Moshe Targan said, when someone said to Rebbe, if you only had one, what did you have to choose? And I don't know, everyone knows Rebbe is so great in everything. But I don't know, Malcolm and Adam Chavero, choose one. And Moshe Targan just said last 2 nights ago, when he said, a Leiv Tov, because the Mishnah says, break your ovos, I'll choose the midos, tovos. And this is exactly it, because when you have Leiv Tov, you have everything. The Kli Yakar tells us why dafka by the door, dafka by the mezuzah. So Rashi has a very famous idea, but that everybody heard from Arsina not to steal. Good, but says the Kli Yakar, no. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a delus. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives you an out, and you want to stay, dafka go by the door. Because you didn't get the message. Shtigo message, shtigo musr. The mezuzah says it is avas Hashem, avas Hashem levit l'checha. You have to love a Kaddish Baruch, and you chose the avas shivcha, and you chose your ava for your master. Dafka by the mezuzah. To make sure that we take upon the opportunities, like Rabbi Yehuda says, don't be like that guy sitting in jail. The Baruch Hashem gives you an opportunity for tshuva, make sure to grab it. Make sure to grab it, and not let it go to waste. And finally, the fourth idea, and then we get to the fifth idea for the Shkolim. The Joseph says, how do you know your report card in Hashem? It's very simple. Umar Kavod Hashem, you don't know if you're bringing Kavod Hashem? Ke'ish Ocheles. Look within yourself. Yistaka, Niba, Ba'ir, but Ke'ish, La'avodah Sibarach. Look within yourself. Are you fired up? If you're fired up, you're bringing the Baruch Hashem much nachas. If you're not fired up, maybe you have to work on it, to daven a little bit, to make sure to be able to put in a little more effort. And that's what the Ish Kodesh says last week, Parshas Yisrael, when he was in hiding. Shekach Abadach, Kriros, you can't say, like the Beis Aaron says, Dafka, I can only be a Jew when I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I can only be, no, the Torah is given in a Midbar, to show that you got to be on fire wherever you are. You got to be on fire wherever you are, not only in Eretz Yisrael, but outside of Eretz Yisrael, in your home, out of your home, whatever it is. At the end of the day, a Malik is always going to go for our Ish, Shekach, Elosh, and Kriros. And that's what the Sasemis tells us. We take Ish out of Yisrael, 541 minus 21, says Rav Eimer from the Sasemis. You left with a Malik, left 240. Find the fifth, final idea of the Ashur HaKadosh, why we dafka counted by half a shekel? Because once you only take half a shekel, and then you combine it with someone else, you attach yourself to another yid, you attach yourself to another situation, to another matzah, to a simcha, to not Urchaman Otzlan, to a tzara. At the end of the day, that makes you a full. Matzah Rav Eimer says, the goddess of Yisrael Salanter. Yisrael Salanter brought the most movement this week, Chavei Shvat, of his yard, to work on our midos, to be working on better, being better people. And that was the goddess of the Chavetz Chaim, the same pen that wrote the Mishnah Berurah, same pen that wrote the Sefer Hilchos Lashon Hara, Avas Chesed, and so many other things on Ben Adam and the Chaver. Shvi Zochah Be'ez Hashem Yisparach, to make sure every single time we learn Torah, we become different people, more Yishamayim, more love for the Rabbon Hashem, to make sure our Ben Adam and the Chaver is Kodmos, is the Fneim, to make sure we grab every opportunity, but make sure we're on fire for the Rabbon Hashem, to make sure we attach ourselves to Chai Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem Yisparach, Pesach Tavos, Lan Uchol Be'ez Yisrael, Nechama, Yeshua, Kodesh Baruch Hu, please bring Yeshua and Nechama for all of Chai Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem.